The Idaho legislature has drafted its first bill for the 2018 session, and it concerns a familiar issue from last year. The bill would reduce the amount of money that employers pay in taxes to the unemployment insurance fund. It would cut business taxes by $115 million over 3 years. Lawmakers failed to pass the measure last year. Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief tells Samantha Wright that this was just one of the priorities in Governor Butch Otter's State of the State address on Monday.
A couple of things that are of interest about the State of the State address this year. First of all, the governor at the top talked about his support for a reduction in the income tax structure. You know, I think he's looking at something slightly less than a half a percent, 0.4, something along those lines. This is a bill, our listeners may recall, that passed last year and then got waylaid, passed in the House overwhelmingly, went to the Senate. This is toward the end of the session, went to the Senate where it got what's known in Idaho as radiator capped, meaning that they took the whole vehicle out and just left the title. And the Senate commandeered that bill essentially and made it into a bill to eliminate the tax on groceries, sales tax on groceries in Idaho. And then that bill went back and passed in the House. And then, of course, the governor vetoed that particular piece of legislation. Meanwhile, in the Senate, they had passed a bill that would reduce the unemployment insurance tax rate that businesses have to pay. Just a quick background for our listeners. They may recall that what happened during the recession was we had a lot of people who were suddenly unemployed, and that fund was basically running out. And so the legislature increased the unemployment insurance rate that businesses had to pay in order to replenish that account, with the understanding that we would eventually reduce that back down once the economy got better. This is something that they actually did last year in the legislature. They passed a bill to reduce that unemployment insurance rate back down, but then it got lost at the end of the session between all these other tax bills and the vetoes and the governor. So we actually passed a number of tax bills last year in one chamber or the other, but nothing overall happened at the end of the session. So that bill has actually been reintroduced this year.
The unemployment insurance reduction bill
has been introduced.
Really fast.
Yeah, it's come up. I think everybody in the legislature realized that, you know, this is something that basically almost everybody in the legislature, certainly in the majority party, was in agreement with. And they thought they had it done last year, and then it kind of unraveled on them at the end. I think they had a kind of firm commitment in their minds to get that done pretty quickly. In fact, that bill was introduced with an emergency clause that would, in effect, put it into effect as of January 1, 2018. So they're essentially trying to fix something that they dropped the ball on last year.
And this is important because businesses pay that money into the unemployment insurance fund, and so they would pay less.
Yeah, and
under this bill.
And they need to know what that rate is going to be at this point. So we've got that. We have certainly we're going to see the income tax reduction bill coming out soon. But one of the things that's most interesting about the governor's budget address was he highlighted both of those two tax reductions, but he said not a word about the grocery sales tax repeal. He's made it clear that he's not in favor of that. It's also clear that most people in the legislature appear to be in favor of passing that repeal or essentially eliminating the sales tax on groceries. So we may be heading again for the situation that we saw last year where the legislature passes a repeal on the grocery sales tax and the governor vetoes it.
But this year it might happen soon enough so the legislature could overturn that veto?
Exactly. We had some court decisions last year that kind of changed that dynamic. We'll see where all of that goes this session. I found it telling that the governor didn't mention a word about the grocery sales tax elimination when, in fact, he was touting these other two tax reductions in his State of the State address.
That's Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief. Gary and Samantha Wright have a new podcast called Legislative Breakdown. They pick apart the Idaho legislature each week to find out how it affects you. And this week, their special guest is Representative Maxine Bell, co-chair of the powerful State Budget Committee. Find Legislative Breakdown every Friday in iTunes, in the NPR One app, or at our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.